What happens now? Just file for the permit to cut half of it off?
File for a permit for the lean-to.
Yeah, for the lean-to.
Okay.
Okay.
Exactly.
Within the setbacks.
Within the setbacks.
Gotcha.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
Case number 10,652, Elaine Lyle, east of Road 274, east of B Street, being Lot B10 within Rehoboth Bay Mobile Home Park, a variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Have your name and address, ma'am.
Lori Holland, 7501 Whitleysburg Road, Harrington, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
On or about January 1st, Ms. Lyle obtained this property in Rehoboth Bay Community, where she had submitted drawings to the park on what she was intending to do with the property, the house, the porch with the landing, and the steps off the back. After the steps were built, the park manager came around and informed us that she felt we were 3 feet into the setbacks. At which time I did call planning and zoning and try to see if we couldn't resolve some of this, because there was a size that if it was X amount of feet, we would be okay. And as it turns out, we weren't. So at this time, actually what we were asking for is a three foot variance to keep the steps that are in place there as they were built per the customer's drawings. I have spoke with the park manager. She has agreed not to contest the variance. She told me that it looked very nice out there and she would not oppose it at all.
The application says it's asking for a 7 foot variance.
Yes, it's only 13 feet between units, so it's a 7 foot variance.
Is that what
it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, she was talking about 3 feet or something.
Right, where I went in 3 feet to the setbacks, correct?
Yeah, she needs a 7 foot.
7 foot.
Is that a correct assumption that a distance of 13 feet is between both steps, or the steps and the structure?
The steps and the other property next door.
The steps.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because it looks like it may be pointing to the structure.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I've been sitting here all evening. I'm running a fever. I just didn't.
Okay.
Who else sits in here with a sweat jacket on?
Well, thank you for not spreading that.
I'm trying to stay.
So it actually looks like it's possible that the distance between dwellings is 20 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If the steps were not there on the parcel next door, they would have been fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the parcel next door? It doesn't meet the setback requirements either. With the property, does it?
They did until they were there first, then they put this home in.
But the parcel next door is 6.6 feet from the property.
9.2, it's a 5 foot there, or they have 5 feet setbacks.
Okay, I got you.
So I guess in 14, okay. Mm-hmm. In 14.2, they're 6.7.
Building restriction is 5 feet.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
5 feet due there.
Okay.
Yep, the other steps weren't there, he'd be forward.
Or if the steps were forward, either of the steps were forward or backward in any direction.
Either way.
So are you suggesting that because of the placement of the doors on each structure, that it's therefore necessary to enable reasonable reuse of the property, and that it can't be developed in strict conformity?
Yes.
And it's not created by the applicant because of the doors being placed by the manufacturer?
The building was placed by the manufacturer, but it was a subcontractor who built the steps for her.
But the subcontractor didn't place the door in the structure?
No, sir.
So then you would suggest that it wasn't created by the applicant? And are you also suggesting it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
It's actually a beautiful structure.
And are you suggesting it's a minimum to afford relief?
Sorry?
Are you suggesting that the request is a minimum to afford relief?
Yes.
Okay. No other questions?
Okay. You have more questions? Okay. Hearing no more questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Sandra Spence again. I'm just confused by this. It sounds as if the contractor or the management or somebody placed the house in the wrong place and didn't leave enough space. No?
If you'd like to come up here, I'll show you.
Yeah.
Okay. The problem is that here's the doorway and the steps for the structure that's placed, and both structures are set within the setback requirements. Okay. Here's the doorway for this one. The request is for a 7 foot of relief.
Okay.
Are you still in opposition?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance. And I'd make a motion we approve case number 10,652.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,652. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.